I rebuke. Surely I will pour my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you, because I have called you and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded. Because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. When your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They will have none of my counsel and despise my every rebuke. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. Can I hear amen? Amen. Come on, can I hear a big amen?
Amen.
Now listen. So, therefore, when you hear this, what wisdom you can hear? The Bible says that wisdom is crying. Why is it crying? And why do I need to listen? Number one is the fact that this call is the first step to renew my mind, and it helps me to shape my thought. And also, number three, wisdom is the gap between where you are at the moment and where you desire to be. Somebody say amen. The gap in between, the bridge that you need to cross from where you are to where you want to be, is called wisdom. So you're desiring something. You desire to be well, you desire to be rich, you desire to be prosperous. Whatever it is that you are thinking of, wisdom is the bridge that you need in order to cross here. Somebody say amen to that. So every challenge, every problem has every challenge, whatever it might be, there is a solution. Every problem, every challenge, there is a solution. And the solution to whatever it is that you are confronted with right now is wisdom. If you have wisdom today, that thing will fizzle out. So whatever I'm facing right now, or whatever I'm confronted with, there is an answer to it. And that answer is in the house and the lips of wisdom. But the interesting thing about this is this. Listen to me, church. From the scripture that we have read, you will notice that wisdom is available everywhere. The Bible says that wisdom cried outside. It's not even hidden. It's not hiding away. Wisdom cries outside. Church, please help me this morning. You know, it would have been a different thing if it's hiding away. The Bible says it stays right somewhere where it can be seen. If we go back to that verse 20, it cries outside. So number one, wisdom is available outside. Number two, the Bible says that when people will not listen to wisdom outside, wisdom went to open squares. Like Piccadilly Circus and, you know, Preacher's Corner, open squares, Buckingham Palace. Went there and it's crying, I'm here, come to me, simple people. Number one, the Bible says it stays outside, it's not hiding away. Number two, it went to where everybody can see in the square, where everybody is watching. Square is an open place where people gather and they're watching. And right there as well, wisdom is crying, but nobody pay attention to wisdom. They paid to watch circus. They paid to watch Madame Tussaud. They paid to go on cruise and everything. Whereas wisdom is there crying as well. But nobody paid attention to wisdom. But not only that, in that verse 20, right? Verse 20, wisdom is available where? Pathways, concourses. So they did not listen to him outside. Somebody say amen. Then he went to open square. He said, I'm here, please. He cried outside, nobody listened. Then he went to open squares and cried, and still nobody listened. Are we getting this? So what it means is that wisdom is every day. And when no one listened at the scores, what did he do? He went to pathways, concourses. So even the places, after you have watched all the cinema, you've had the popcorn,